The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Over 2 million people have signed a petition demanding another general election in the United Kingdom. It comes just 4 months after Labour's landslide victory in July, which saw Keir Starmer become Prime Minister. While it's unlikely another election will be called, could this growing public dissent signal trouble for Sir Keir Starmer's government? Well, joining me now is Enda Brady, presenter for TRT World News. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Great to speak to you again.
Looking at the numbers, as of 7:30 this morning, 2.54 million people had signed this petition. What is the status of the petition?
It's going nowhere. There's not going to be another election. And I'd be amazed if 2.54 million people are actually British and live in the UK. I think a lot of this is being driven by foreign interference. You're seeing a lot of Russian bots, and it certainly wasn't helped by Elon Musk retweeting the petition. So he seems to be particularly angry with Keir Starmer for some reason. So the petition, look, it can get up to 6 million. That was the number who signed a petition calling for Brexit to be reversed. And back then, people were told that democracy works and you have to accept the result. And I think an awful lot of people are having to realise that what happened on July the 4th, when Labour won 412 seats here, they're going to have to accept that the next UK election will be in 4.5 years' time.
Now, does Parliament have to debate this?
No. So the threshold, if something gets to 100,000 signatures, it's put into the mix for a debate. I mean, there was a petition here a few years ago, make Jeremy Clarkson Prime Minister, and they all got very excited about that, thinking that was going to have to be debated in Parliament and it would look very embarrassing for David Cameron at the time. It never got anywhere. This is not going to be debated. I think the wider debate to be had is the timing of all of this. And, you know, Starmer's not riding high in the popularity charts. We know that. He's made some very difficult decisions. But for me, I find it very interesting that only last week, you know, the budget going after the wealthiest people in the country, and suddenly this is the response.
Now, the question of, Keir Starmer says, not the way our system works. And even if they did have a debate in the House of Commons about this in Parliament, so many new Labour TDs are not going to be putting their necks on the line by ever voting for an early general election. I mean, it's nonsense.
It is nonsense. Look, it's got people talking, and you're right, turkeys are not going to vote for Christmas. Starmer won a huge mandate. You know, July the 4th of this year, Labour romped home. The Conservatives were nowhere. And Starmer is not going to say, ooh, a petition has come in, I must have another election to see what the British public want or feel. I think he's making the decisions. If you listen to him and his people, they found £22 billion of a black hole in the public spending plans for the UK. Everything's in a mess. The health service is on its knees. The potholes in the roads, absolutely everything here needs fixing. His biggest problem is not 2.5 million people signing a petition. Starmer's biggest problem is 9 million people here, aged 16 to 65, who are economically inactive. They don't work. They don't do anything. They use the hospitals, they use the roads, they use everything, and they contribute nothing. That's what he needs to be focused on fixing.
These people, I mean, some are obviously infirm, but have we got an indolent class of people who just never want to get out of bed in the morning?
I think the numbers, if you look at any Western nation post-COVID, people have gone back to work. In the UK, that has not happened. And what we're...
Seem to have lost Enda there momentarily.
Sorry, Pat. Are you
still
there?
You're back now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you back. Yep, that's great.
Yeah, sorry, Pat. Starmer today is looking at putting money into job centres so that there's more of a focus on talking to people, seeing why they're not working. Have they genuinely got a health problem? How can we get people moving again to get Britain moving? So he's got huge problems. And I think this petition today, he knows he's not popular. Look, he got, approximately 20% of the popular vote. But crucially for him and for Labour, that vote came in all the key swing areas. And that's how he ended up with 412 seats. So as much as people are getting very excited with the numbers of this petition, Keir Starmer knows he can rule this country for another 4.5 years, go back to the electorate, and then they can decide.
Yeah, so that gives the newly elected MPs on the Labour side, those who might be in dodgy enough seats come the next election, it gives them 4.5 years for Labour Party to get it right.
Yes. And look, I think he's making really awkward decisions right now because I think he wants to get some growth. He wants to sort out the economy. And he knows that in 3 or 4 years' time, or certainly he hopes, people will have forgotten the tough decisions that were made at the tail end of 2024. The inheritance tax last week, you know, it was very funny seeing the likes of Jeremy Clarkson, Nigel Farage, Andrew Lloyd Webber, I mean, that well-known farmer, all descending on Westminster, demanding a tax that's only going to affect the top 4% of landowners, and yet they managed to rile up 10,000 people who it won't affect in the slightest. Very strange.
Yeah, Declan Lynch in the Sunday Independent wrote a very interesting piece about Jeremy Clarkson's appearance at that particular march, where he was nailed by the BBC. The reporter in question suggested to him that the only reason he had bought the farm in the first place was for inheritance tax reasons. He denied it, and then she quoted exactly where he'd said it in the Sunday Times.
Yeah, so Clarkson writes a column in that paper every Sunday, and it was his own words coming back to haunt him. And he made out as if this was being made up or the media were doing a hatchet job on him. You know, he was stupid enough 14 years ago to point out how a brilliant idea it is to buy land to avoid inheritance tax. I mean, ask yourself the question, why has Andrew Lloyd Webber, a musical composer, he actually held his hands up the other day and said, well, I'm a small farmer, I small 5,000 acres. Look across Ireland, look across England. The average farm is 100 to 120 acres. I know my family are in North County Longford farming land right now. That's what a farm looks like. 5,000 acres, staggering. And I really don't think it helps the farmers in any way here, if they do have legitimate concerns, to have the likes of Clarkson and James Dyson, the Hoover man, and Andrew Lloyd Webber being their spokespeople. It really doesn't help them.
Now, going back to Elon Musk and him trying to get people from all over the world on X to sign this petition, he has branded the UK a tyrannical police state, without any sense of irony as to the man he's in bed with in the United States.
Yeah, very strange again. Look, Musk is, he's very, very annoyed with Starmer and the UK government because he was meant to have been at a business conference here a few weeks ago and he didn't get an invite. The reason he didn't get an invite, he is completely persona non grata. In the aftermath of the Southport stabbings in the summer, he basically piled into the UK government, had a go at Starmer, criticised him, the police, and this did not help. And his platform certainly riled up a lot of people. And it was a means of communication and misinformation. And Starmer and his government have not forgotten this. So Starmer and Musk are at odds. And that's why Musk has retweeted this petition, thinking that he's going to force a change of government. Well, you know, we've had an election here in the UK. The people got to vote and the people made their decision. And that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk, he seems to get the wrong end of the stick entirely. Has he spent much time in Britain? I mean, he claimed that civil war is inevitable in the UK. And he was asking why the Tommy Robinson guy jailed in the summer after admitting breaching a court order when he'd spread libelous stuff in a documentary. Musk asking why he'd been imprisoned at all, not understanding that we don't in these islands have a First Amendment right to say what you like about anybody without any recourse.
Yeah, look, he has spent extremely little time in the UK. He has all the money in the world and good luck to him. He'll probably become the first ever trillionaire. That's what they're speculating, the way things are going. But he has no understanding of how the UK works. And I think if, hand on heart, I think certain people in government in London, if they had the chance and they could do it, they would ban X. I think when we see what he has contributed to the UK this summer, those riots that were stoked, all the misinformation, the videos of people torching hotels and attacking black people in the street because of the colour of their skin. I mean, absolutely disgraceful what went on here this summer. And all these social media platforms, whether they like it or not, many, many people in police and government feel they drove that agenda. So he won't be welcome to London anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And Starmer knows it, Musk knows it, and the best Musk can do is a retweet. But, you know, that petition, Paddy, can hit 25 million people in the next week. There's not going to be another election here.
Enda Brady, presenter for TRT World News. Enda, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.